Now, later in the programme, we'll hear from Tánaiste and Foreign Affairs Minister Simon Harris, who'll be bringing a memo to Cabinet about the Occupied Territories Bill next week. Yesterday, the Israeli Defence Forces fired what they called warning shots at a visiting EU delegation in the West Bank. We'll be talking about that and other developments in a few minutes. First, we'll hear from Tala Al-Ali. He's a psychotherapist who's lived and worked in Ireland for several years. He's from the West Bank city of Tul Karim. He's desperately worried about his family and friends in the West Bank and Gaza, as he's been telling our reporter, Ethna Dodd.
My city currently, a big part of it is under military siege, an Israeli military siege for like the last 100 days. Killing and destruction of houses kind of non-stop now that have been happening before, and in a larger scale. It's kind of taken us back to the second intifada.
And what does that mean for the day-to-day lives of your family?
My sister, for example, she's pregnant with her first child. It takes her maybe 5 hours to reach a hospital that's only kind of 12 kilometers away from her because of checkpoints and because of all kind of closure and searches and so on that the Israeli army does to every car, even ambulances that try to go in and out of the city. I had lots of friends in Gaza. Sadly, many of them have either been killed or their family members have been killed. And I'm still in touch with a few of them who survived so far. To be honest, it's kind of my heart sinks every time I speak to my friends. And now kind of we stick to voice calls whenever they want to call me. Because when I speak with them, they look different. They look older. They look way much skinnier than how they were. And it's just these voices and the sounds of Israeli drones in the background nonstop. And a few times it happened where we'd be on the call and we'd be hearing airstrikes.
And that was Tala Al-Ali talking about his relatives and friends in the West Bank and Gaza to our reporter, Ethna Dodd. Sally Hayden, the Irish Times correspondent in the Middle East, is on the line. Sally, what do we know about this incident yesterday? We've seen the footage and heard the shots and seen the diplomats running, but the Israeli Defence Force, they say these were warning shots they fired. Is that right?
Yeah, so that's what they're saying. And they basically said they were sorry for the inconvenience that this kind of delegation of diplomats had strayed out of the area that they should have been in. It's important to note that Jenin, the city that they were in, it's in the West Bank. It's an area ostensibly under Palestinian Authority control, but the Israeli military has been doing raids and operations there for years, since long before October 7th. And I was in Jenin last year. You know, this is this shooting apparently happened a few hundred yards from where Palestinian American journalist Shireen Abu Akleh was killed by Israeli fire in 2022. It's an area where the Palestinian Red Crescent wear flak jackets because they say they're regularly fired on. And when I was there, I interviewed the governor actually from the Palestinian Authority, and he said his son, a 25-year-old doctor, was also shot dead by Israeli forces. So this is, you know, quite common.
Would the IDF have known there was an EU delegation in the area?
From their statement, it seemed like they did, but they said that they had gone outside the kind of agreed route or the designated route. So they seem to be saying that they didn't know that they were shooting on them, if that makes sense.
And Sally, the trickle of aid trucks that's being allowed in, a tiny fraction of the daily need, the UN saying mainly supplying baby formula, those first trucks, is that actually being distributed?
So I'm not sure yet. Has it been distributed? I know that about 90 trucks carrying things like flour, baby food, nutritional supplements entered the Gaza Strip late on Wednesday. This is obviously a tiny amount of what is needed. Like, relief workers are saying the population needs 500 trucks a day. We don't know how quickly that can be distributed after nearly 3 months of, you know, a total siege, stopping medicine, stopping food. The need is absolutely extreme. And MSF has accused the Israeli government of allowing in a ridiculously inadequate amount of aid as a smokescreen, effectively, to pretend the siege is over.
Sally Hayden, Irish Times correspondent in the Middle East. Thank you. And as I said, we'll be talking to Tánaiste Simon Harris after 8. Right now, the time 29 minutes to 8.